It is Thursday. We check in with our good friend at Ivy Tech. She is the chancellor, doctor, lawyer, philanthropist, chief of the United Nations. It's our good friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you doing today?
Foggy. We'll be all right, though.
In more ways than one.
That's right. And good news, as the folks at I-69, the folks doing the construction out there, they're going to hopefully have your ramp, interchange, and bridge done there on 3rd Street over this weekend. How excited are you to get that program done and out of your hair?
Yes, we are all ready. They're going back and forth and trying to get into town during the day. It's kind of tough, but I actually shared with all of the employees that we've got the email that, you know, they're going to close that ramp I think it's 9 p.m. on Friday to 6 a.m. on Saturday.
Non-commuting times. That's the perfect part.
Exactly, perfect. So letting people know and be prepared in advance, but we're ready for it to be finished.
Well, I know not everybody can get and fit. Not everybody will fit on the chancellor's helicopter that just flies over.
I know,
the
right?
Pass.
I mean, that's
you look down at those workers and everybody stuck in traffic. You wave nicely. That's all you can do.
She's like the president of the United States. She has her own Air Force
that's
helicopter.
Right. Ivy Tech One.
That's right.
Covering.
Neville's my captain.
That works. That works. But in all seriousness, last when we spoke with you a week Thursday, you were getting ready for your partnership with the city and a very solemn remembrance on Monday for September 11th. Just give us a kind of brief how that went. We know it went great. We saw the coverage in the local paper, which was excellent. How did your crowd do? I think you had a good day of weather, too, didn't you?
Beautiful.
A little cool.
You know, and it seems like every year on that day is very similar to what it was like 16 years ago. It was a beautiful day. It was a little bit cool, but it was a beautiful ceremony, a remembrance event. Really appreciate all the hard work from especially the local fire department in Bloomington, local 586, number one. They're the ones that received the beam, the 9/11 Twin Towers beam, and then wanted to put it somewhere where the entire community could go to and, you know, remember that day and then also have an annual ceremony. So kudos to Bob Levesic and the local 586 folks and, Alex Crowley from the city speaking about his personal experience on that day. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful. You know, they raised the flag and it was just, it was wonderful. And, you know, next year we're going to hold that event every year, of course, obviously. And so we invite everybody from the community to come out. And you can come out anytime to come and see it.
Yeah, that beam and that structure that is always out front, it's very, very
that's
powerful.
Right.
There's no doubt about it. The couple times I've been out, I always stop by to take a look because that is remembrance. It's a daily remembrance. And I always get on everybody just because it's not the 15th or the 20th or the 25th or the 50th.
Right.
We need to remember annually, and I'm glad you guys do a program each year with that.
Well, and the two things that Jenny referred to, Alex Crawley's firsthand account of what it was like in New York that day, he was there working, and how he even got home and walked blocks and blocks and blocks. But Mayor Hamilton's speech was also impressive in his words and the importance of education so people understand why things like this happen and how you can go about making a better environment so it doesn't happen in the future. I mean, it was an amazing day. Lots of people, even the fire science class from the...
North.
The Volk School.
Hoosier Hills.
Hoosier Hills.
Hoosier Hills. Yeah,
Kerr
Hoosier Center. Hills. All of those students were there.
And then afterwards, I don't know if you saw it, Jenny, they brought them inside, and the teacher was showing them around the building and showing them what was there and everything. It was pretty cool.
And gave them a tour of the paramedic lab and the EMT area and all that, which is really, really super cool. So,
hey, I got really a quiz for you and for Mike.
Okay.
Today is a day. Mike, do you know what today is?
It's a day that ends in Y. Next question.
tell him, Jenny. What's today?
It's almost the weekend.
Well,
let me think.
Yeah.
It's Constitution Day.
Oh, and I've already exclaimed this morning I'm not a Constitution lawyer, nor do I play one on the radio, so there was no chance I was going to get that right. Tell me about Constitution Day and what it means.
Well, it's a nationwide initiative for greater citizen awareness and knowledge of the Constitution. So every year, from as long as I've worked at Ivy Tech 20 years, we've held an event for our students. So it's today. From 11 to 2, outside of the library and the bookstore, kind of lobby area of Cook Pavilion. And students can register to vote. They can get Ivy Votes t-shirts. This event is open to to anybody that wants to come on out, our faculty, staff, students, and others. Anybody's able to come in, and they'll learn fun facts about the Constitution. You can be tested on your knowledge with a trivia quiz, and again, get registered to vote. So it's a great event, and I appreciate the staff that organized this for our community. So it's great.
And then after you learn all that stuff about the Constitution, you're free to interpret it any way you want.
Yeah, join your colleagues. That's right.
Oh, my
that's
goodness.
Right.
Now, Jenny, Steve Bryant and his team are doing the 8th annual?
That's right. Can you believe it? 8th annual Cook Institute for Entrepreneurship. So, you know, of course, we have the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship. And one of the mission, or part of the mission for the center, is to foster entrepreneurship in the region. And we are welcoming our keynote speaker for this event, and it's Mr. Moravec. Many of you may know him. He is a entrepreneur, obviously. He owns the Zaha Gracos. I'm going to totally blow that
in
name.
In Columbus.
Ice cream parlor. I've been there.
I have,
eaten
too.
The ice cream there. It's really awesome. He has renovated that place. You know, so it's like an old-style ice cream parlor. It's unbelievable. But besides that, Mr. Moravec is also the president and chief executive officer of BlairX Laboratories, and they are an over-the-counter pharmaceutical company, and he also is a co-founder of Applied Laboratories, which also is a manufacturer and developer of pharmaceutical and healthcare products. And he's a principal at one of my favorite places here in Bloomington is Upland Brewing Company. So, We're excited to have him be our keynote. It will be Wednesday, October 18, 11:30 to 1:00. I know we're going to be talking more about that in the weeks to come, but tickets, individual tickets, are $75. If you want to get a table of 8 with your friends, family, it's $600. And, of course, we're always looking for sponsorships to help offset some scholarships for our students in the entrepreneurship program. And they are $1,000 for an event sponsor and $2,000 for a presenting sponsor. So excited to have Mr. Moravec as our keynote speaker.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, one of the names you have mentioned frequently on your call-ins here is Dr. Emily Bobo, and she is doing mm-hmm. another great project.
Well, she is all in at Ivy Tech. You know, not only is she a program chair for the fine arts program, but she's also a full-time faculty member in the English department, and she has created multiple service learning projects for her students. And in particular, I think you heard last year with her introduction to poetry, she had the Bobo Books program that helped those students on the reduced lunch program. So she was able to raise money by the sale of that book. And so that was volume one. And so volume two is another book of poems that will be written by students in her class and then their families and the communities that they live in. And they're going to be written with photographs from an artist that has given those photos to our students to be able to write those poems. And all the proceeds from that book will go to Stepping Stones, which is one of my favorite programs. It's now a program through Centerstone, but it's for teenagers who are homeless. And so this will not only, each book sold on Bobo Books for the poems will be able to purchase a bus pass for one homeless teen. So one wow. book is one bus pass for a homeless teen. So that's a pretty impressive, pretty impactful. And I just want to say thank you again to Dr. Emily Bobo for what she does every day for our students and our community.
Notorious do-gooder. Notorious.
Yeah. She's amazing. Now, notorious.
Something got my attention because it involved food, and it's gingerbread.
Oh, here we go again. Gingerbread.
Gingerbread.
Here we go.
Way too early for
yeah.
gingerbread. No, let's. I haven't even had my fall celebration yet.
Was it Hansel and Gretel that had the gingerbread house?
Yes.
But for eating, I'm there.
Everybody can have a gingerbread okay. house. It's not reduced to fairy tales.
Well, and that's the Aesop's point of the favorites. Story is what they're going to build gingerbread houses.
Let's do it.
That's right.
We don't
it's
even have
cool,
to build
so.
Them. Let's just eat them.
Let's just eat them. Exactly. I'll volunteer to be a tester.
Right.
It's pretty cool. This is an amazing program led by Chef Tabor in our culinary program. Everybody knows our chef that runs that program, along with a partnership with Indiana University French Lick Resort, There are two high schools in Orange County, High School and Springs Valley High School, and it's a the students are taking a dual credit course in hospitality culinary, and in this particular workforce simulation, they are developing a program in which these kids can not only produce but build. So bake, build, produce a gingerbread house, and they're going to be displayed later this fall close to the holidays at the French Lick Resort. So, you know, it's giving our art, and basically what Chef Taver said was his goal is to give these high school students experience in planning a real-world culinary event. So it's an incredible workforce simulation for these students. There's about 170 students. In fact, they were I didn't see them yesterday and missed them, but I was in French Lick for another meeting, but they were there beginning to learn all the things that are going to happen. So kudos to not only Chef Taver, but also Dean Dr. Jim Smith, who's been leading the way for Ivy Tech on this project.
I'm afraid if I was in that program that they wouldn't even get the foundation up
of
the house.
Not at all.
Keep eating.
No.
Hey, and it's not too late to register, Jenny?
Not at all.
It's never too late to register. So we have 10-week classes that start on October 16th. In fact, our 12-week classes start on Monday, the 18th here in September. And so if you want to start taking a class, take one class at a time, come out and see us. We'd be more than happy to help you get involved, help you with any kind of financial aid paperwork, and get you started on any kind of educational goal that you have set for yourself. So come on out to Ivy Tech.
Outstanding. Got big plans for the weekend?
Actually, no, not really. Got a few things on Friday and something on Sunday, but I think Saturday, weather looks great. I might go play golf.
There you go.
You never know.
Nice and hot.
Yes.
What's it doing being?
Jenny Vaughn, the golfer?
Oh, I'm terrible. I'm terrible.
But you're going to be outside for 4 hours. That's the best part.
Watching, that's right. And there may or may not be a cooler with me.
I was so going to say, yeah, the 18th, 19th hole. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Good exactly right. And if you have to play an emergency nine, you have to play an emergency nine. These things happen. Hey,
right.
Thanks for your time as always and for your insight. We'll do it again next Thursday on the autumnal equinox eve.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, and have a great weekend, everybody.